Sounds of Cold Chisel, 5RM Sports Saturday. Lockie, Nobby, thanks to the Big River Tavern. Nobby, some great karaoke work just sent,
by the way. It's not too bad, was it? There's not too many planes going out of Sydney at the moment.
No, there wouldn't be too many. No. In fact, the first plane out of Sydney hasn't left.
Jimmy Barnes
could remake it.
Or maybe the odd one would have gone to across the ditch
the
last freighter. Week.
It's odd, though. When you just see a plane in the air now, like a big one, you're like, wow, there's a plane in the air. Mallee Footy is back today. Round two, round one last week.
Who won, BDT defeated
Peak. No Lamoureux, surprise, too good for my Murrayville Bulldogs. And Pinneroo, too good for Caroon. Now, yesterday, Nobby, I caught up with Todd Schulz. He is our new Mallee football correspondent for 2021 to get his take on what happened last week and also what might happen today. Well, Mallee Footy is back again this weekend, and welcome to 5RM for the very first time. Our new Mallee football correspondent, Todd Schulz. Todd, welcome to 5RM.
Thanks, Lockie. Good to be here.
Todd, pleasure to have you on board for season 2021. Now, we kicked off Mallee Footy last week. BDT, too good for Peak. Lamoureux, too good for Murrayville. And Pinneroo, too good for Caroonda. I think it's fair to say probably not too many surprises there. Maybe the margins in some of the games.
Yeah, My feedback from a couple of other people was that the games are a bit scrappy, but outside of that, probably the results went the way everyone is expecting. The Lamoureux-Murrayville game really only got a bit of a margin in the last quarter. Up till then, it was sort of kick for kick, and Peak BDT was a bit the same. No one really got dominance until late in the last quarter. So, whereas Pinneroo and Caroonda, well, as the scoreboard suggests, was pretty one-sided, but it was a very scrappy game of football.
Yeah, it certainly was from a couple of reports. Now, let's look at this weekend's fixtures. Lamoureux taking on Caroonda. Of course, Caroonda would be keen to bounce back. Lamoureux off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, well, I think Lamoureux were just a pretty solid team. Caroonda, their best players were pretty much their kids. They got some good young under-19 players that I think as the season grows, they're going to have their ups and downs, but if they can get Brownie, their sort of coach, getting his hands back on the footy like he has in previous years, I think they'll improve and they'll be way more competitive as the season goes on.
Yep, certainly one to watch. Peak and Murrayville. Murrayville would be very keen, or both these sides, very keen to get their first win for the year.
Yeah, they'll both be looking for their first W, and I'm actually heading to that game myself. So I think it may be a bit of a close tussle that game. I'm looking for a really good game of footy there, and we'll know a bit more about both sides after Saturday, I would assume.
Yeah, I know both these sides have recruited pretty heavily in the off season, and as I said, both would be very keen to get a win up. And I guess the final game of the round, probably what I mean, we don't want to call it just yet, but I guess two of the titans of Mallee football over the last decade or so, Todd, Pinneroo and BDT.
Well, it's
an interesting one.
Yeah, it's a grand final replay, but not from last year, because we didn't play any footy in the Mallee last year. It's from 2 years ago. I think Pinneroo probably that year were the team to beat all year, and BDT just showed them how to play finals. Pinneroo have, from what I saw on Saturday, that was where I was at, have a pretty strong side. They've recruited a couple of new players that look extremely impressive. And BDT, well, I think they're the opposite. I think they haven't recruited as heavily as in the past, and they are just looking for some of their younger players and blokes that have probably played in the twos for a few years to step up and see where they can go. I think their BDT's big loss is obviously the Wonder Man, Josh Richards, not going to play from all reports, but it's only the first game of the year. He might change his mind. Who knows what happens there?
Yeah, no, BDT's certainly been the team to beat, Todd, in the last decade, and, you know, they had some pretty high scores over the years. So maybe just the polish, maybe just off BDT a little bit, but still a fairly phenomenal side. So something to watch in all three games today: Lamoureux and Caroonda, Peak and Murrayville, Pinneroo and BDT. Todd, pleasure to catch up with you here at 5RM today, and we look forward to catching up with you right throughout the season.
Good to catch up with you too, Lock, and we'll see how they all go this week, and we'll have a chat again next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, Todd Shules from Bally Footy caught up with him yesterday to have a bit of a chat about the action.
Where does he fit into the picture?
Well, he's actually the umpires coordinator for the Mallee Football League and, obviously a great observer and, great to have him on board for 2021.
I thought you had Nigel Stokel impersonating someone there.
No, Riverland Table Tennis. Speaking of, Table Tennis is back again this week if you want to get your social team in. But just getting back to Mallee Footy.
Yeah, that was a great little get, mate.
Yeah, it's Lamoureux and Caroon today. Nobby, who are you tipping?
Lamoureux and Caroon or Lamoureux?
Yeah, I think Lamoureux.
Coming off a win last week.
I think Lamoureux are a bit too good there.
Yeah, Pies will have to wait another week.
Pinaroo and BDT.
Well, that's a good game because you got two sides at one last week. Maybe BDT might be slow starters. I might go Pinaroo for the upset.
Pinaroo at home. Yep. And the final one, Peak and Murrayville. It's at Peak. Both teams winless. Well,
sounds like Peak were pretty competitive last week.
They were.
According to Todd. So... gee whiz, I don't want to tip against your Bulldogs, but I'm going to just to make it interesting.
All right, I'll stay on the Murrayville Bulldogs just for today. Some great games in Mallee footy, though. Do go and check it out.
But I'll be really happy if the Bulldogs win anyway, Lockie.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's talk independent footy, Dobby. It is back for 2021 today as well. Cobby hosts Sedan Canberra at Cobby. Now, Cobby have recruited pretty heavy in the last, 2 years.
Yes, it's been a 2-year project for Nick Dillon, yeah, coach.
They take on powerhouse side Sedan Canberra. I still think Sedan Canberra are going to be a bit too good there, don't they? Just quietly.
Yeah, I think Cobby will be the big improvers this year, though, so don't be surprised.
Yep, Brownswell and BSR.
Out
at the well.
Yep.
Brownswell, a phenomenal effort just to get a team on the park. They've done pretty well, really, to get this far.
Well, I reckon they might surprise because Rowdy Hample's no slouch, and now that he's taken the reins out there, I'm thinking, and he's a good player and tall. They don't get any shorter. And I think that maybe the well at home, they might just be a bit more competitive than you think.
I think I'm going to go for BSR, who I did go down to Swan Reach last week to the Classic Car River Run and did see the Blanchetown Swan Reach Redbacks hooking the barbie. They did a great job.
So they got that happening. That's always a good sign.
They got that club feeling up and about, so I'm going to go for BSR. And Ramco and
I reckon match of the round. And, Peringa are always around the mark, always got plenty of good cattle. I think it's hard to tip against Pringer, but, Ramco at home, you just never know.
Yep, it probably is the match of the round. Look, I think I might just go.
At the pasty, I call that oval the pasty, Lockie.
I might just go.
Like a pasty.
I might just go at Ramco at home.